With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden and Donald Trump agreed to participate in two debates during a fast-moving few hours on social media.
In online videos and social media messages, Trump had challenged the president to a debate.
Anytime, anywhere, any place, let's go, Joe. Let's debate.
And in a video released Wednesday, Mr. Biden accepted.
Make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald.
In their back-and-forth virtual messages, both candidates and campaigns posted snarky comments before agreeing to a pair of televised debates in June and September. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump was endorsed by the nation's premier gun rights organization on Saturday.
For more than 150 years, the NRA has been defined by men and women like all of you. Loyal, hardworking citizens who believe in defending your families and your communities and our country.
More trouble for Ukraine and its fight against Russia.
A divisive mobilization law in Ukraine came into force on Saturday as Kyiv struggles to boost troop numbers after Russia launched a new offensive that some fear could close in on Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. The legislation, which was watered down from its original draft, will make it easier to identify every conscript in the country. It also provides incentives to soldiers, such as cash bonuses or money toward buying a house or car. The measures reflect the growing strain that more than 2 years of war with Russia has had on Ukraine's forces, who are trying to hold the front lines in fighting. That's sapped the country's ranks and stores of weapons and ammunition. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And cleanup continues in the Houston area after deadly storms. There'll be rising temperatures, too. This is SRN News. The spreading violence in Haiti is having another troubling side effect, an increasing interest in voodoo. Adherents are seeking solace and protection from violent gangs that have killed, sexually assaulted, and kidnapped thousands in recent years. Amid the spiraling chaos, a growing number of Haitians are visiting voodoo priests. The religion melds Catholicism with animist beliefs. It has no official leader or creeds, features a single god known as Bondi, and more than 1,000 spirits. Christian missionaries continue their work in Haiti, but the violence is making it tough. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has signed a new law regulating transgender people's use of bathrooms, locker rooms, and dormitories in public education buildings. Mississippi becomes the 12th state to bar men from using women's facilities and vice versa. The new statute requires all public education institutions in Mississippi to equip their buildings with single-sex bathrooms, changing areas, and dorms. This is SRN News. A major arson case in Denver.
A Colorado man pleading guilty to murder charges for starting a 2020 house fire that killed five members of a family. That out of misplaced revenge for a stolen iPhone. 20-year-old Kevin Bai had been portrayed by prosecutors as the ringleader of three people who started the fire in the middle of the night. Police say Bai believed the people who had recently robbed him lived in that house after mistakenly tracking his stolen iPhone there using an app. Jason Walker reporting.
Vermont state officials say an antique copper weather vane that was swiped from a railway station 40 years ago has been found and returned to the state. The 1910 weather vane is of a steam locomotive and a coal tender. It sat atop the White River Junction station before it was stolen in 1983. This is SRN News.